You see it everywhere. You see these marketing messages that are being sold to you as a photographer on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you choose to go, telling you that everyone knows the secret of why you are not being successful in your business. And if you only buy into this one idea, you will see tremendous growth in what you do. You'll make so much money, become that six-figure photographer, all of the things, right? Well, today in the Focal Points podcast, I want to bring it back a little bit, make it a little bit more personal, and show you that many times the reason why we are not succeeding is because we're neglecting the tiny things. It's not about big, huge things, big, glaring things in our business. Many times it's the things that we don't even think about that are going to be issues that are holding us back. So let's dive into it today on the Focal Points podcast. This is Focal Points, hosted by Dori Howell and brought to you courtesy of Enphoto. Let's go ahead and get started. So recently I've had a revelation. I've had a few things going on in my private life that have caused me to really have to pull back and reevaluate how I was doing a few things in my business and in my life. It's not just about business. It's all about creating a life that works with my business, not a life that works around my business, right? So I took a look around and I decided, you know what? I don't want a housekeeper anymore. I just really want to be able to take care of things myself. And if you're listening, you know that I have touted the benefits of having a housekeeper for years. Like, the easiest thing for you to get off your plate is cleaning your home or doing your laundry or taking care of some of those domestic things, letting someone else handle them so that your mind and your time is freed up to do other things that actually make you money, right? But I just looked around and I was just like, I'm not happy with the job that they're doing. I'm having to come and clean up for them after the fact. And as I've gotten older, I readily admit that I have become more and more particular about how I want my house to be presented and how I want my house kept. And gotten to the point where it's probably a little bit borderline obsessive, and I understand that and I accept it, but I want my house clean all the time. And I'm not just talking a little bit clean, I want it clean all the time. And if you looked around my office, you would probably be thinking, well, Dori, your office doesn't reflect the fact that you really, really want it clean. And my office, for some reason, I can compartmentalize that and shut the door and not worry about that. But the rest of my home, I want clean. I want my kitchen perfectly clean every day. I want my bathroom perfectly clean every day. I want my sheets on my bed changed at least every 3 to 4 days. Like, those types of things. I want things very clean, like as if I was staying in a hotel. And the housekeeper that I was paying and the couple previous housekeepers that I was paying were not doing the job. It was taking me more time to prepare for them to come to my home to get ready for them to clean and then for me to do everything after they left because they didn't do a good enough job that it wasn't worth my time or my money. And I took a look around the other day and I realized that there was something that was starting to happen in my home that I really didn't like so much. It was the fact that there were little corners that things were starting to collect in. Now, it wasn't dirty, but it was like, oh, let me put a book bag here, or let me put a bag of things that I need to take care of here. Let me set a few things over here on the counter and we'll put those in the corner. Let me put a couple things on the steps. We don't use the living room that much, so that's a perfect place to store some of these other things. And by anybody else's standards, they were not big deals. And it wasn't embarrassing. It didn't impact anyone coming over to my home. But I started to notice that there were issues collecting in the corners. And it kind of made a connection for me to say, wait a minute. When I go to someone's home that is really taken care of very, very well, you don't see piles in the corner. The corner piles are taken care of. They're just not there. Everything is put in its place. That's the kind of home that I want to have. It doesn't happen all the time. And those of you with more than one child are specifically, I know, rolling your eyes saying, yeah, that's all well and good, but you don't live in my home. Now, remember, this is what is working for me. And this is the correlation that made for me. I'm not judging the people who have stuff in their corners because I know sometimes you can't avoid it. But for me, it was like, okay, what is being hidden? What am I hiding away in the corners of my home? And I translated that into my coaching practice and when I'm working with clients. And I see very much the same thing is the fact that what we do in our homes or in our cars or whatever is we put things in corners, we kind of shove them back a little bit further, shove them back out of the way so they're not in the way We can see them, we know that they're there, but we don't necessarily have to address them immediately, right? But it can build up. After you start pushing back a few things in corners, you know that what's underneath there you may not have seen for a year, and it just starts piling up, right? So hopefully this analogy makes sense to everyone. So I try to make this connection to businesses. When people come and coach with me, usually it is not big things in their business that they need to fix. Because I know, like in my home, the dishes need to get done every day, the towels need to get washed, the laundry needs to get done, the floor needs to be swept. And those are the big jobs, right? The carpet needs to be vacuumed, whatever it is in your home. Those are the big jobs that we see and we have to take care of on a regular basis because we know that our house will just get gross if we don't do it, right? So big things in our business really come down to, okay, we keep up on our social media because most people see that. We keep up on other things because most people see that. But there are many things in our business that people avoid doing for a long period of time. They shove it back in the corner and then they wonder why their quote unquote house doesn't look as clean and doesn't run as smoothly as it should. So when your house has a lot of things in the corners, it just doesn't look the way that it should, right? Or the way that maybe you might want it to. And some people this doesn't bother and that's fine. But if it bothers you, you realize, oh, this is a lot. And then it starts weighing on you because maybe you have too many corners filled with junk that you don't want. It doesn't make you feel good. And then if you take a Saturday or something and you clean things up, you feel so much better, right? Kind of like when I watch an episode of Hoarders and I take the whole next day and I clean my house and I get the garage clean and I get the extra bedroom clean and I get a couple closets cleaned out because I don't want to be a hoarder. And it makes me feel so much better and I feel so much more accomplished at the end of the day that I actually got something done. Well, that takes a lot of work and a lot of energy. And by the end of that day, I'm really tired and I feel good, but also I feel tired. And that's the same thing that can happen in our business when we address these things. And some of the things, like I said, in my coaching, when I'm talking to clients and I realize what their dark corners are, what they've been pushing away, they are things like their website. Now, you would think photographers would keep their website up to date because that is their calling card to the world. Everybody sees their website. Well, times have shifted a little bit in the way that a lot of people don't see websites, they see social media. So photographers become more focused, no pun intended, on updating their website, or excuse me, their social media than they do their website. And their website starts to get a little dusty, right? And then they decide, okay, I'm okay with it being a little dusty. I'm just gonna wait on that. I'm not ready to address that corner of my business, but I really need to address my pricing. And we get into the pricing and we start pulling all the things out from the pricing corner, right? That involves products, it involves raising prices, it involves communicating to new clients that our prices are higher. It's about the emotional barrier that we put between ourselves and our pricing and getting over that hump of being okay to charge more. And we realize, I'm not ready to address that. So I'm gonna just shove that back in the corner, right? Shove it, maybe move it from the corner to the closet because company's coming, right? Or your mother-in-law is coming over. You don't want her to see the dirty corner, so you shove it in the closet. So then it comes down to, I really should be offering products. Let me pull things out. What am I offering? Let me pull things out of the corner of pricing in my business, or excuse me, products in my business and realize, I really need to do this. And then we get in the middle, kind of halfway through discovering pricing and what we need to do to price competitively, make some money, offer products and all those different things. Products and pricing, I kind of intermix there. But we realize, oh my gosh, I need to get this done. I'm not gonna get it done. You know what? This is just gonna have to wait for later. I'm gonna shove that back in the closet. So I moved it from the corner to the closet. And then we talk about our customer service and our workflow. And we do the exact same thing. We pull things out. We realize there is some communication that's a little bit lacking, some areas in our workflow that we really need to sit down. And we start getting busy with clients. We don't have time to work on our workflow that's not necessarily working in our favor. And we know this because our clients aren't having the experience that they want to have. And we pull it out, but we start getting too many clients and we start getting busy. We're like, that's going to have to wait for later. So we pull it out of the corner and we shove it in the closet. So you guys, working with my analogy here, we had corners all over the house, all over the business. They were a little bit dusty, a little bit shadowy, addressing things that we needed to address. But for one reason or the other, either we got scared or we got busy or we got tired or we became unmotivated So we moved them from a corner into the closet. So now we have a big, huge closet. And if you've ever seen any episodes of Friends, you know that Monica was a huge neat freak. And everything had to be in its place. And everything had to be very, 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 very clean. But there was one closet in the apartment that she basically forbid anyone from looking in. She didn't want anyone to look in this closet. And one day, and I don't remember this episode particular, but I'm sure it was Rachel and maybe Ross and maybe Chandler, rest in peace, Matthew Perry, where they opened up the door of this closet and all this stuff just came pouring down on them. And we've seen this analogy many, many times in cartoons and different movies where all this stuff is shoved in the closet, they open the door and it all comes tumbling down on them. And one day, if you don't address everything in the corner and then you start shoving it in the closet becomes too full. And all of a sudden you decide, oh, I really need to start working on these things in my business. You open the door and instead of being able to pick and choose what you want to work on, it all just comes tumbling down on you in a big mess. And that big mess stops people in their tracks when it comes to working on their business and making progress. Because the progress that you could have been making all along isn't because you don't want to address those things. You know you have to address those things, but you're not too sure how to address those things or why you're not addressing those things. And unless you take some time and take a look at these things and actually fix them in your business, those are the things that are going to be holding you back. And the biggest thing that holds people back, I'm just going to say it, is their marketing. And you might be thinking, yeah, I know, my marketing's holding me back. I need to market more. Here's the key, is that you don't need to be marketing more. You need to learn how to market. And you need to be open to doing the things you don't normally want to do. I coach clients all over the world. I coach photographers to build better businesses. And there's a huge amount of people who sign up for large coaching packages and they never complete them. The reason why they don't complete them is because, and I tell them this at the beginning, I'm going to ask you to do some things that are going to make you uncomfortable. Everyone agrees to that at the very beginning. I'm going to ask you to do some things that are going to make you uncomfortable. Are you okay with that? I ask every coaching client that comes across my door. They say yes. 4 or 5 sessions into the coaching experience where we finally kind of uncovered all the corners, pulled everything out of the closet, sorted it all out and decided, okay, what do we need to do now to move you forward in your business? It usually comes down to marketing, to be honest with you, and the fact that people are not willing to do what they need to do to get the word out about their business. They think they know how to do it, but they don't do it. And then they're unwilling to take advice from professionals who have proven techniques when it comes to marketing. And so they shut that down. So I was watching TikTok the other day, and a guy was talking about why people stall on their diets. And if you haven't listened to my 500 workout episode, you might want to go back and listen to it. So this kind of ties into that. He was talking about if you really are struggling with getting enough protein in your diet, here's what you do. And he laid out 4 different things that you could do to get more protein in your diet. And he was really bold about the fact he said this at the end. He said, but here's the truth. Not many people are going to do this. Not many people are going to eat, you know, plain chicken breast and plain yogurt and regular cottage cheese to make sure that they get the protein in their diet that they need with staying under the calorie requirements that they need for their fitness goals. And it's the same thing that I find in business. Not many photographers are truly, truly willing to do what they need to do to get the word out about their business. They say they are, or they think they are, but they're really not willing to do it. So if you can get through the hurdle of cleaning out the corners, cleaning out the closet, and doing the things that you need to do for your business, not that you want to do, but that you need to do for your business, you will find success. And part of finding success, I personally believe, is selling quality products to your clients. That is what people want. That is what successful photographers do. Here's a special that you can get from Enphoto. Listen to this. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your stunning images justice? Now, trust me, I have ordered samples from almost every lab, literally every lab. I have a stack of them probably 50 albums high in my storage room, and I love N Photos albums. I have seen them all. You need to look no further than N Photos' range of beautifully handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are the perfect way to showcase your photos in a way that truly, truly makes you look like an awesome photographer. And the best part, as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount on your first sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit focalpointspodcast.com and start showing your work off in a beautiful, beautiful way. All right, so get your products, get your samples from Enfoto. They're beautiful. I love selling Enfoto albums because my clients love them and they are never disappointed when I deliver one of these albums. They're so beautiful. So what are the things that you need to do in your business that a lot of photographers push back against? And why do they push back against them? I would say the biggest thing people push back against are doing the things that take a little bit more time on the front end, but live much longer on the back end. And by that, I mean, it's easy to throw up a social media post. It's easy to do a reel. It's easy to create a 15-minute video or to do a story on social media. That stuff is easy. Yes, you need to do it often, but it's easy. But many people struggle with sitting down and writing an email sequence, sitting down and writing blog sequences, sitting down and asking for referrals. And the thing is those are the things that are really going to move the needle in your business, because that's content that can last longer in the marketing infrastructure that you build besides just a social media post. Yes, you can take one social media post and then repost it 3 months later and repost it again 3 months later. That's perfectly fine. But if you want long-lasting marketing initiatives that are going to work for your business, you need to be thinking what is going to live the longest so people can see and have the most impact. YouTube is something that is the biggest search engine out there, yet many photographers won't do it because creating marketing videos or informational videos for YouTube is a big thing to do. But you could do one video and it would be searchable on YouTube forever versus a social media post that will not be searchable really at all. And it'll get seen by 15 people if you're lucky for the next day, if you're lucky, and the next day is being generous. So what you need to be ready to do is to clean out the corners, clean out the closet, do the things that are hard for you to do. And if you do them, trust me, 1 out of 10 photographers in your area are not doing these things and they will gain you traction. You need to be willing to do these. But why are we so reluctant to do these things sometimes? Because it's not easy to sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to write a 12 email sequence, sales sequence to go out to my clients. Not only do you have to find the right wording and the right messaging and all that type of thing for your email sequence, but you also have to be comfortable with the fact that you're jumping into people's email boxes probably once a week. And not a lot of people are comfortable with that. That's something that you kind of need to get over if you want to use email marketing. Be okay with you sending emails once a week, once every other week, and being front of mind with your clients. And you don't need a big email list. I tell you guys this all the time. If it's 4 people, that's fine. They might share it with others. Put in the time. The emails will get saved. They will get shared. It also can be content. You can put information in an email that you put in a blog, that you put in a YouTube video, that you create for social media. There's a whole way to do all of this, but it takes some time. I'm not going to tell you that this is an easy thing to do because it's not easy, and that's why a lot of people don't do it. But doing these things that take more energy, take more strategy, and take more time are truly the things that are going to give you the longest lasting bang for your buck when it comes to your marketing plans, when it comes to your business. So a lot of us, the reason we don't succeed also is because we procrastinate. We put off those things. Well, why do we put off those things? Usually it's not because we just think, oh, I'm just going to do that tomorrow. I don't have to do it today. We put it off because of fear and we put it off because of impatience. Because social media has programmed us to have immediate results pretty much all the time for anything, we think that that's the way it should work for YouTube, email sequences, our blog and things like that. So we want to see that immediate reaction. And if we don't see that, we don't think that it's working. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. You need social media as a marketing arm in your business, but you also need these other things as well so that you can be doing the people who are going to see it immediately and then the people who aren't going to maybe see it in the next 2 months until they do a Google search in your area. SEO is part of this. So your slow marketing wheel should be SEO, blogs, YouTube if you want to. I don't necessarily do a lot of YouTube, but I do have a channel out there because I have found greater success with my SEO and my blog. And that's something that I'm really devoting my time to right now, making sure I'm getting 2 blogs up a month, making sure they're SEO optimized, and it's working. I'm getting clients from this, and I'm getting the kind of clients that I want. I'm not getting the price shoppers. I'm not getting the people who are just wanting the cheapest thing around. I'm getting people who actually are interacting and reading what I have to say and thinking that I'm the right fit for them. So when it comes to booking, it's a lot easier. See how all these things funnel down? So when we're cleaning out the corners, when we're putting things in the closet, just back to this analogy, and when we're deciding how we're going to run our home, there are times when you need to yank everything out of that hall closet, as much as it pains you, spread it all out in the family room, get rid of what you don't want, and sort through and organize the stuff that you do. And the same thing needs to be done in your business when it comes to the things that we neglect. Like I've said earlier, your website, your pricing, your products, and your marketing. All of those things are so very important. And if you've shoved one off into the corner, realize that that could be the very reason why you are not seeing the success that you need for your business to grow or to help you pay the bills for what you're trying to build for your family or anything else. So keeping the corners clean is something that's very important. And if you've neglected your corners for a while, it's not too late. Just start with one. Just start with one corner. Is the corner of your website, is your website a mess? Are you one of these people that says, oh, here's my website URL, but I haven't updated it in forever? If that's the case, then that's what you should probably address and spend some time doing. And a shameless plug here, I use PhotoBiz for my website. They are a wonderful, wonderful partner. I have a discount code in the show notes. And if you need a great looking, easy to use website where you could literally get a website up in a day using one of their templates, you need to check out PhotoBiz. Just trust me on this. I became a client of theirs, 6 years ago, and I haven't looked back. And not only do I use their website services, I do use their SEO services. Even though I'm SEO certified and could do it myself, I hire them to do my SEO services. So check out PhotoBiz. There's a lot of other companies too, but PhotoBiz is my favorite. So take your website. Make sure your website is clean, easy to use, easy to navigate, easy to collect inquiries on, and is attractive for people to want to hire you. That is the one thing that you can do this week to help you in your business. So you clean out that corner. The next thing you want to do is you want to clean up your pricing. You want to make sure that everything is making sense, that you have your session retainer, that you have your products and everything that you're offering, your offers and everything ready to go. Do that next week. And that's corner number two in your business. And then you want to say, I got to offer products. Okay, great. Listen to last week's episode about adding products in an easy way. Add a product to your services. Trust me, you will make more money. Clean out that corner and get that going. And guess what? Now you have 3 clean corners in your business. The final corner is the marketing. It's going to be the biggest one if you're really struggling. But trust me, that is an area where if you pull that out and you start working on some of this long-term marketing strategies when it comes to SEO, blog, YouTube, email sequences is what I would start with. If you're not doing emails, start collecting emails and start sending emails on a weekly to biweekly basis. Clean out the cobwebs in your marketing and you will see direct results and direct success in your business. So addressing the corners of our business, especially when they're getting a little dusty, is not easy to do. And it's not something that usually happens overnight. But I promise you, if you go ahead and you take the time to do this, you will start seeing the success that you want in your business in a way that makes you happy and impacts the bottom line of how much you're making for your business. I hope this information has helped you in cleaning out the dark corners of your business. Whatever the biggest dark corner is, start there. It's one thing that really has helped me keep things on an even keel and keep clients coming in the door when I don't have time to post on social media all the time and do the short-term things. These are the other areas that I can address that can help build the bottom line in my business. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you spending your time with me every week. If you want to be a guest on the Focal Points Podcast, head over to focalpointspodcast.com, scroll about halfway down, submit your name to be a guest. If you want to hear someone on the Focal Points Podcast, do the exact same thing and nominate someone and we will reach out to them. And we thank you for those recommendations so very much. And if you like what you heard today, go ahead, head over to all the places where you listen to your podcast. Leave me a review. I would really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we will see you next time on the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an InPhoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show and we will see you next time.